Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Taking you through a Friday afternoon and into your Friday evening, Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas with you. And we're going to go back to the hotline now as we go north of the border. Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network joins us. Rosie's weekly appearances are brought to you by Erie Burger Company in the Avon Lake Town Center right off of Walker Road. Rosie, as always, thank you so much for joining us. And how are things north of the border?
Things are good, Bull. Things are good.
Well, obviously, the final score indicates that things are going very, very well. 9-4 a winner for the Tribe last night, and they are playing some really good baseball right now after a little bit of a hiccup halfway through that homestand. The Indians, of course, take 2-3 to ramp it up over Kansas City, and they're out to a nice start, taking last night's game, as I mentioned, with a final tally of 9-4 over the Blue Jays. Boy, Rosie, looking at the box score from last night, the bullpen pitched pretty darn well, and they were able to get 6 1/3 from Shane Bieber, who, again, was pretty darn effective on 89 pitches. He surrendered just the 3 runs and just over 6 innings of action. As we get closer and closer to the postseason, Rosie, boy, it's going to be very, very difficult to keep a guy like Bieber off that postseason roster.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because, there's not going to be enough room for him to start if Trevor Bauer's back. But he could be really valuable, especially in long relief. There might be that game where you need to go to a guy early and then try and keep it going and save the pen and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, the pitching decisions certainly won't be easy. But, again, I think any time it's because of good performance, you'll take that any day of the week. And certainly Bieber is making it hard for those decisions to be made by the end of the season.
Some guys just hit extraordinarily well against certain teams, and that's most definitely the case with Frankie Lindor. Evidence of that last night, 4-for-5, and he drove in 4 runs against the Blue Jays. But, you know, last night, certainly not an isolated incident, Rosie. He has destroyed the Blue Jay pitching staff this year, hitting well over .500 against the Jays. You know, what is it that Lindor seems to love so much about hitting against the Blue Jays? Is it just one of those things where he just matches up really well?
Yeah, maybe, and it may just be, you know, he might have just been hot during those particular times, but I think there is something to be said for when you have success against a certain team. Certainly your confidence level goes up, and it goes the other way, too. If you're struggling against a certain team, that might enter into the back of your mind and present some challenges. So for whatever reason, he has a good comfort level, no matter who's out there on the mound, and last night it was someone that he had not seen before. But it didn't seem to matter. So I think there is, you know, when you have success and you feel good and comfortable against a certain ball club, I think that certainly helps things when you go to the plate.
Another guy who played well last night, obviously, Jason Kipnis, had another home run. I know a lot of talk. He was kind of singled out after the trade made with Donaldson, but it seems like he's really played well here over the last few games and has put that whole talk behind him and is just taking care of business. Have you sort of been noticing that when you talk to him?
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting, Matt, because we haven't really seen the impact of the trade yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's still playing second base. He's still playing every day. Once Donaldson comes back next week, that's going to change, and he's going to be out there in center field trying to get it done out there and seeing if he can be the full-time option there. But they really like what Greg Allen's been doing, too, so it's going to be a challenge, and I think that's when I'm not sure what happens, but that's when the challenges will come into play. Right now, it's still, you know, it's as it's been all season long because Donaldson's not here yet. But once he arrives, it'll be interesting to see how everybody handles things. And fortunately, the Indians have some time to get through what could be somewhat of an awkward situation.
Again, we're talking with Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Rosie's appearances on Bullseye on the afternoon brought to you by Erie Burger Company in the Avon Lake Town Center. Rosie, I want to touch on a few of the injury subjects here. We'll begin with Jason Donaldson. You know, of course, after he was acquired, the Indians placed him on the 10-day DL so that he could get some work in. And so far, the results have been pretty good on his rehab assignments, hitting a grand slam in Columbus. He had a home run a couple days later, playing for the Akron Arrows. Is it just a matter of time? And you mentioned earlier that I think the expectation is that he should probably join the big league roster at some point next week. Is that right?
Yeah, he's eligible Tuesday, and I don't see any reason why he wouldn't join them right then. So You know, everything seems to be going well. His workouts have been good. Obviously, his game performance has been good. So the DL time, when he can be activated, is Tuesday, and we have seen or heard nothing to indicate that won't happen for him. So everything's going well, and I think they're excited to get him in here and see what he can do.
It's a weird nervous excitement, though, isn't it? Because as you just talked about, Rosie, it's great because you're getting a guy that, when healthy, can really produce, and it really adds some more depth to this batting order. But at the same time, you know, it does create, as you described it, a little bit of an awkward situation, because when he comes back, they're going to have to shift a few things around here, too. So would you agree that it's kind of met with, now I want to call it apprehension, but a little bit of nervous excitement?
I think that's fair. I think that's very fair. And, you know, I think it'll be telling to see how those involved handle it. I mean, I think by all accounts, the team's excited to have him here, you know, to a man, because what the potential is there to add an impact back to your lineup, and that's good. So how do Ramirez and Kipnis handle it and welcome him in? And so far, we've seen and heard nothing that would indicate any type of issue. You know, they'll go ahead and do the best they can because they feel like it helps them get to where they want to be. It gives them a better chance to win the World Series. And that's really, for everybody in that clubhouse, that's what they're looking to do. And if it means being a little uncomfortable for a while they try and figure things out, then that's okay. And again, they do have some time there to kind of let things marinate, I guess is the best way, maybe one way to put it, let things develop and then see how it all works.
And talk about the nervousness of that situation, the apprehension, but Kipnis is a consummate professional. He always has been. Last year, going into center field to try and help the Indians win in the postseason, and it seems like he's always kind of been that guy. Did that sort of help the Indians organization in deciding to make that trade for Donaldson, knowing that essentially Kipnis would help out however he could, even if it just meant being that veteran presence?
I think so. I definitely think what happened last year helps. And he even said, he goes, it's not like I haven't done this before. I just did it last year. So that helps. Again, everyone in that clubhouse, to a man, they want to win the World Series. And if this helps, they're willing to do it.
Rosie, I want to transition now into some other injury news. I know last week we had asked you about Trevor Bauer, and it seems like there hasn't been a whole lot of new news develop over the last week or so. Anything that you've heard or anything that we know of that may get Trevor Bauer here a little bit sooner? I think, boy, in an ideal world, they'd be able to get him back and at least get him a couple of appearances before the postseason just to kind of see how he reacts. I think it would be unrealistic to just expect to insert him back into the rotation again after missing that much time. But any idea as to when he might return?
Not yet. I asked Terry Francona yesterday, and he just said, you know, he's not on this trip. So he has stayed back in Cleveland just to continue his rehab. And again, I think the key is you're dealing with a stress fracture of a bone, and that's going to heal when it heals. Like, it's hard to speed up that process, you know, that you might be able to do on a muscle pull or something like that. And that's kind of where they're at. I mean, he's been able to do a lot. He actually threw some bullpens, and then they backed off on that a little bit. But, you know, there's been no indication as to when he would pitch in a game situation again so far.
Do you think it would be possible moving forward that they could use him in a relief role? Because that's something he's done before. And again, you know, if they figure out that, you know, maybe he's not ready to go deep into games because they want that lower half to come around. Because I think that's the most dangerous thing about this injury is the fact that even if his arm is ready to rock and roll, if his lower half needs time to develop the strength again that it needs to sustain 6 or 7 innings to start the postseason, do you think Terry Francona would go down that route and maybe not use him as a starter but bring him in as a reliever? Do you think he could still be effective in that role?
I think so, and I think that's obviously – I'm sure that is something that they're considering to try and piece it together and figure out, you know, if they can get him back, what is the best role to be in, and obviously that's going to depend on when he is able to pitch at the end of the regular season. So I'm sure that has come up. And I'm going to guess that they do feel comfortable with using him out of the pen, and I think he'd be comfortable with that too if he doesn't feel that he can start and go, you know, 6-7 innings and be strong.
Speaking of the bullpen, Pammy had mentioned in his conversation with Terry Francona that, you know, Andrew Miller throwing off the mound, and, you know, I believe Carl Willis's comment to Terry Francona was that, boy, he looked pretty hot, yeah, meaning he was very, very effective. So is it realistic to expect Andrew Miller to maybe come off the DL next week as well?
I think that's yes, a very realistic possibility. I know just talking to him yesterday after his pen, he was really optimistic. There was no question about that, and more so than he's been in a while, and I think that's encouraging. So he got through. We'll see how he feels today, but he said that, you know, the time down to let the shoulder calm down and get some things going in there really benefited him, and now he's on that way back, and it's feeling as good as it's felt in a long time. The knee feels good, so it's really just a matter of, you know, getting some work on the mound to feel comfortable with his mechanics, and I think he's good to go.
Rosie, the rosters have, of course, expanded. They did so back on September 1st, and that's allowed some other guys to get some big league playing time with the expansion of these rosters. And the Indians, of course, with the magic number continuing to dwindle, they've obviously got some more opportunities to pass around as we get closer and closer to the start of the postseason. And I know it's not a huge sample size. We're talking about 5 or 6 games here, but is there anybody that has stood out to you that has benefited specifically from the expansion of these rosters who hadn't been on the big league roster before?
Not really, to be honest with you. They've kind of stayed with the guys who have been here. You know, a couple of pitchers have come up and gotten some innings in, and really they've only used Eric Haas and Brandon Barnes pinch hitting and defensively, so not really. And you know, I think they're, once they clinch, they'll start to work those guys in a little bit more, and you might get a better idea of where they're at. But I think for, you know, a lot of them, it's just an opportunity to be up here during September and get some major league time and experience, which is nice, whether they're a veteran or even a younger player up here for the first time.
All right, Rosie, well, we will cut you loose on this. Yeah, obviously it's been a very exciting season, certainly some ups and downs along the way, but the Indians, barring some sort of unbelievable catastrophic collapse, they're going to be in the postseason again. The magic number continues to dwindle. Does the magic number get discussed quite a bit in the clubhouse, or is that something those guys try and avoid?
You know, not. It's not like they're trying to avoid it. It's just, I think because of the way the season has gone, that they know that coming up in the next week or so, they're going to clinch the division, and they'll know, you know, when it gets down to a couple of days where they can possibly do it. But yeah, I mean, they're still just going out trying to play good baseball and get one step closer to checking that off the list and then moving forward and taking care of the next level. But yeah, so it's not something that you hear a lot about in the clubhouse, but they know it's there, and they're looking forward to it for sure, because it's a really good accomplishment.
No question about it. Well, Rosie, as always, we really do appreciate the time. Thank you, as always, for joining us, and enjoy your time up in Toronto.
Okay, guys, thanks.
Thank you. Again, Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Rosie's appearances are brought to you by the fine folks at Erie Burger Company in the Avon Lake Town Center right off of Walker Road. We need to step aside and take a quick break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt Douglas and I will return right after this on AM 930 WEOL.